Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 28, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber looking out on the heaviest snowfall we've had thus far this season, and it presently looks like freezing rain or sleet as we prepare this, so we're happy to be inside of our home office today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and again today we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you, titled, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. The scripture text is from 2 Kings 6, verse 17.
And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
There are several who receive our daily encouragement messages who are blind, so they listen to this podcast message. Today we especially consider Charlie and Rosie Gumas from Boston, whom we met at a conference about 10 years ago in the city. With their sense of sight impaired or non-existent, they have nurtured their other four senses to compensate for their vision loss. This brings back a distant memory for Brooksine.
I was a hall counselor in college my junior year and became good friends with Melody, a freshman on my hall who was born blind. Melody could hear things that others did not, and she'd recognize family and friends by their scent, the shampoo they used, or by listening to the stride of their walk. She loved to pull pranks, and her most frequent one was to secretly slip into a dorm room, pull the mattress off the bed, drag it to the hallway, and prop it up against the student's door. Well, the first time this happened, it was a great mystery to all of us on the hall, as all the students denied their involvement, and me as a hall counselor, I sure wouldn't question a blind student for such a stunt. But in time, each student looked forward to seeing her mattress propped against her door. It was a sign that Melody was her friend.
Well, just like one who is blind and must totally rely on other senses, we too must rely on our spiritual sense when our visual sense is limited. Welcome is it a time for deepening our faith instead of relying on our own natural instincts, since we are told in Scripture that we are to, quote, live by faith and not by sight, end quote. God's set of blueprints for our lives is drawn out in the Scriptures, but this construction of our spiritual life is not completed in a matter of weeks, months, or even years. It's an ongoing work in progress our entire life.
Today's scripture portion is set about 2,800 years ago. Elisha was a faith-filled prophet who had enraged the king of Aram with his accurate prophetical pronouncements that were, in essence, divinely given intelligence. In anger, the king sent an army to the city to find Elisha. In the dark night, they quietly surrounded the city in their attempt to capture Elisha.
Elisha's servant woke up early and saw the vast army surrounding the city. He went to Elisha in panic and despair and asked, Oh my Lord, what shall we do? With his physical eyes, he could easily see the army, and the situation looked altogether hopeless.
Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Elisha, as a great man of faith, saw a reality his servant was unable to see. As we consider this passage, we've wondered if Elisha lived in a state of faith where he could always see that which was invisible to others.
Well, I realize I sure am a lot more like this servant than I am Elisha. I have no trouble seeing the enemy's army. Sometimes it seems so massive and poised for attack. I can feel moments of despair as I struggle to see in faith the unseen spiritual reality.
But Elisha didn't rebuke his brother. Instead, he prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Well, that's our prayer today for ourselves, and it's our prayer for each listener today.
Elisha's prayer was answered immediately in a most remarkable way. I quote a portion of the daily text. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Well, the servant's eyes were opened to see the spiritual realm, the protecting might of the heavenly hosts. And conversely, interestingly, the Arameans, who relied on their physical eyes to do battle, were blinded so that they were restrained from harming God's servant.
Well, we firmly believe that this isn't just a historical record of God's help in ages past, but a powerful encouragement for all ages and all believers concerning the unseen reality of the spiritual forces which surround us. God does not change. A wonderful New Testament promise that we need to hide deep in our hearts is from 1 John 4:4, and it says, "You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world."
Well, I recall about 25 years ago, that was a popular chorus right there. It just come back to mind. It should be sung again. Well, fellow believer, may your eyes of faith be opened today. May Christ fill you with hope and assurance as you realize the protecting might of the heavenly hosts who are truly gathered around all of us.
Let's pray together. Father, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Give us divinely prescribed vision to see the hosts of the heavenly army who stand guard to protect us or engage in warfare against our enemy in the heavenly realms. We clothe ourselves in your armor so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. We stand against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. May we walk in confidence rather than fear as we trust you to protect and guide us in all our ways. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we are encouraged. I am, and I think I would speak for Brooksine in our lives today because of studying for this message and considering this wonderful Old Testament truth that speaks of the power of our living God. Well, this is the message that we have prepared and are now sharing on Wednesday, January 28th, 2009. Still sleeting outside where we live, but we're grateful that we can share this message and we're not limited by the web, as long as the internet works anyway. The message, again, is at dailyencouragement.net, our website. We post it each weekday morning. And it is also archived if you just go back to this date, January 28th, if you're not listening to us on the 28th. We do have several photos up today. A beautiful photo taken by a friend of this ministry named Howard Blickfeldt of a wonderful winter rural snow scene in Michigan. Now, actually, I could have got my own today, and I was out doing some shoveling and some chores, but I thought Howard's picture was so pretty. We also have photos of our friends from Boston, as well as one we found of our friend from Bible college named Melody. In fact, we got a little story we share in addition that we won't share here on the podcast based upon looking Melody up and finding her, and Brooksine actually spoke to her this morning, and she'll be writing a little bit more about that. Well, we have several songs recommended today, and one of them is one Brooksine suggested that really fits well, called "The Battle Belongs to the Lord." Have a blessed day today, and may God fill your heart with faith so that with spiritual eyes you may indeed see that which is unseen.